Good morning. We come on the air this morning in much the same state of shock and grief as is surely being felt in every home today in Wales, and indeed throughout the world. We can't hope to measure and reflect the horror or even the significance of this appalling and wanton tragedy that's still at this moment working itself out. Just to say one is sorry, just to express one's sympathy, seems so helpless and so stupid. But what we are going to try and do is to relate the story of the action at Aberfan since that moment nearly 24 hours ago when everything came to an end. And let's begin at the most important point of all, at the scene of the disaster, where Gareth Bowen fought his way into the wreckage.
Do you know why they're digging in this particular spot?
Well, a fireman has found some comics and there's a chimney breast there, the broken mantelpiece. So
what do they think this spot is then?
Well, it's a house, you see. There's the bricks of the fireplace there. The house has come down from the hill there.
Do they know if anybody was in this house?
No, no idea.
Who's in charge of the digging in this particular spot?
Well, this fireman in the centre, I don't know his name.
Now, you're a fireman. Where have you come from?
We've come from Port Talbot today. We've been on day shift all day, and we heard about the disaster this morning, so all our shift volunteered our services tonight. And we don't know what time we'll be relieved, but we are willing to stick it right through the night and go on duty again tomorrow if we can.
Now, why are you digging in this particular spot?
Well, we seem to think that there's a house here, and our purpose... some of the lands behind us here have found a lot of brickwork. We think that we are on top of a room, and the possibility is that there may be people down there. We don't know.
Do you think there's any hope for the people underneath?
Well, there's a faint chance. If they are trapped in a slight air pocket, we may get them out, but I'm afraid our chances are fairly slim, although we try our best to get down.
I'm now looking through the walls of the shattered school into the main hall, which is a mass of people and firemen and policemen, mothers, fathers, brothers and sisters and everybody, and standing once again on a pile of black slurry, and underneath us is the infant school. And on top of the slurry is a human chain, buckets, picks. And the debris is going away, handful by handful, brick by brick. The men are standing up to their knees in black water.
Sandwiches, something to eat.
Where are you from?
Tree Forest.
Salvation Army?
Yes.
How long have you been here, sir?
Quarter past 11 this morning.
It's about 12 hours.
Yeah.
Why are you digging?
My niece is under there.
Okay, love. Anybody want a sandwich?
Within a 50-yard radius of where I'm standing on this jagged, unexpected hill, lit by portable floodlights and light from miners wearing helmets, are working, I should say, about 450 people, men, women, and boys. They don't know where they're digging. All they know is that they've got to dig. There can be no supervision, no foreman. There can be nothing orderly about it. It's just up to individuals to do what they can. Is there anybody you know under this wreckage?
Yes, my best friend is, well, within 5 yards of us now. I went down earlier on to look at him. They're trying to get him out now, but of course all this stuff is still falling in on the people who are trying to work. And they've got to protect the living, of course, and it's very dangerous for all the men who are working down there.
Tonight, here you can see all sorts and conditions of men from the Merthyr Borough. Working down there with a pneumatic drill is Eddie Thomas, the famous boxing champion, and now Howard Winston's manager. He's been working there for 8 hours, and he hasn't stopped. With a spade, he takes a shovel, and then he takes a pneumatic drill. And always he's working, and never has he been in such a tough fight. All over Wales, men have been finishing work and coming straight down to Aberfan. Now, you, sir, where have you come from?
I've come from Llanfaslin in Montgomeryshire.
Why did you come? Have you any relations here?
I've got no relations here. I just felt it my duty to come.
And what have you been doing since you arrived?
Well, I've been digging and moving this earth as much as I can.
Do you think it's a hopeless task?
Well, nothing's hopeless. You can't expect it to be hopeless. People, they've got faith. People believe there's some relatives of theirs alive still.
Have you got faith?
Yes, I have. I wouldn't have come down here tonight if I didn't have some.